What of the haggis, oh? What of the haggis, oh? For all we did, we could nay rid ourselves of that old haggis, oh. My Mary made a haggis one fine December's day. Forgot she had it on the fire, the water boiled away. Was a stiff and blistered gray. We promptly set about the task to give the thing away. We called to my old greyhound, a fine, well-tempered beast, delighted at the notion of the scrappings of a feast. But when Mary brought the haggis and laid it on the floor, the greyhound took to cowering and backed out of the door. We then thought Brody's cat would save us from our plight. She buried that old haggis where she does her jobs at night. But with the early morning came a knocking at the door. The pudding sat a panting. The cat was seen no more. So Mary took to digging to put it in the ground. She dug the hole 6 feet deep and cast the bastard down. But that evening from the garden came a rank and ghastly glow. The haggis lay a-beating like a cruel heart in the snow. With Christmas Day approaching, though it may seem unkind, you must recall we weren't at all of sound and sober mind. We wrapped up that old haggis in ribbons bright and gay and sent it to me cousin living in America. Writes my cousin through the post, of all the gifts this Christmas, sure the haggis was the toast. It brought to mind the misty locks, the heather on the hill. We piped it in on New Year's. It lingered.